Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Nico. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Mike Ludwig calling. I think I may have talked to you a few minutes ago. So I talked to Bank of America. Do you need my confirmation number or any other information?
We can start off, excuse me, we can start off with your zip code.
37064.
And your, excuse me, and your first and last name again?
Michael Ludwig.
And can you verify your address for me?
107 Sturbridge Drive, Franklin, Tennessee, 37064.
Excuse me. All right. Give me a second while I look into this account. Yes, sir. What was ordered started on the 24th of April was a smart fitness tracker, and I do see that you did call in to cancel the warranty. They tried to offer you a 50% courtesy discount, but you declined it.
It wasn't just the warranty.
I'm still talking.
Okay.
And they also refunded you back the replacement color straps of 1998 and also the warranty of 1995.
Yes. And I also told them that I was not interested in the watches. And, well, it was supposed to be one watch. I don't know why they sent two watches. But I was very clear on the phone. So here's what I just did. I called Bank of America, and I canceled my card, and I talked to somebody in their bank fraud department. And apparently your company has had a lot of issues with bank fraud complaints. So what I'm going to do next is I'm going to call Amazon, which is where this ad was on. And I'm one of Amazon's biggest customers. And I'm going to bring this to the attention of Amazon, and you will no longer be marketing on Amazon within 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
This is called deceptive advertising. So I can send back your watches, but you are not going to get paid for them. And you can have anybody at your company call me, and I will share this information with them. That this advertising that you're doing is fraud. It's not legal. So you can talk to whoever runs your company. You can have them give me a call. But your company has had all kinds of issues with bank fraud with Bank of America. They have received numerous calls about you guys and deceptive advertising. I'm going to get on the phone with Amazon tomorrow, and I'm going to have the same discussion with them. So I would strongly suggest that what you do is allow me to send these watches back or do whatever, but you're not getting paid under any circumstances. So is there anything else that you need from me?
In order for you to return the watches back, we will have to, hold on 1 second. Let me see what's the name of this product, Smart Fitness.
I am not paying any fees to return a watch. So if you want them back, I will gladly send them back. But
okay, well,
I am not paying a dime.
Okay, I don't know. I'm just going to transfer you to a supervisor.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah. Okay, I do have your information being forwarded to. I thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day, and just hold on one moment while they get to you.
I'm sorry. What did you